Jim Hines, the voices too, I'm so sorry. Jim Hines came up with the crushed walnuts and other ideas of using nuts to keep the faces looking good. I'm going to apply some nuts to my face this year.
Shooting from the lip. Guns don't kill people, words kill people. It's high time we had effective word control in this country. The assaultive words ban mandates an 8-day waiting period for dangerously confrontational political speech and an outright ban on possessing high-capacity exclamations. Sure, a mentally ill young man easily bought, then concealed a high-capacity semi-automatic handgun, all perfectly legal. But what really matters is what Sarah Palin tweeted on March 23rd, 2010. Or what graphic the Palin team posted on the web.
Oh gosh, those aren't gun sights. Those are God's eyes.
Or what Congresswoman Gifford's Tea Party opponent offered his supporters. Or what candidates' cable and radio blowhards say. Or even what movie the president quoted. America needs to look deep within herself and stop those nasty words. Not handguns that fire over 30 times without reloading. Support word control, not gun control. Because guns don't kill people. Words and their deadly adjectives, nouns, verbs, and adverbs kill people. Don't look at me. Toodaloo.
WCOM Radio, I'm furious tonight. It's Thursday night at WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough, where we take over the airwaves here and do our furious thing, spotlighting crazy things that are happening in the news, and I think you just got an idea of the thread we're going on tonight.
Yeah.
I do this every week. You can learn more about Furious George at furiousg.blogspot.com. We are broadcasting live right now over the internet at WCOMFM.org. And then we also broadcast in other places throughout the week, where we are broadcasted on Santa Cruz Radio, Boulder Radio, and Radical Free Radio, Free Radio Radicals online. Check them out for sure. I like to do this because it helps me relax and get out all those crazy, sad thoughts that are in my mind, so I don't have to do anything stupid. If you like what you're hearing, tune in every Thursday. We also have a cool night. We have lots of local-powered, micro-powered radio. As you just heard, DJ Buck Rooster was on. And we've got DJ Grizza. And I also have to say, shout out to another DJ who's been on here before, Tommy Guns over at Bottle Wings, who actually I think are playing right now Furious live on the radio. This here is a mix that comes from Low End Theory number 17. One. I'll be back and going to be playing some crazy, who knows what kind of clips from the radio. So if you are offended by political speech or curse words, you should probably turn off the radio. This show may be offensive to some of you. Losers! I'm furious tonight. Seriously. Call me. 929-9601. I'd love to talk to you. You want to talk to me right now. I usually don't talk. Which reminds me, I should probably shut up. I'm furious.
skinny one like a man.
Democrats and Republicans are not equally guilty for creating the climate that created the shooting in Arizona over the weekend. The Democrats got shot. They didn't do the shooting. I think there's a fairly large distinction.
Thank you.
Driven to this by conservative commentators? Well, look, that's very hard to tell because it's hard to know what goes on inside that crazy mind. And I do know a nut shot Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. But I also know that some conservative leaders have created an atmosphere that festers violence today. Let's look at quotes from our time from right-wing ideologues and politicians. There are dozens of examples, but I'll give you three to keep it quick. Here's Rush Limbaugh, quote, I tell people, don't kill all the liberals. Leave enough so we can have two on every campus, living fossils, so we will never forget what these people stood for. Senate Majority Leader last fall, quote, if this Congress keeps going the way it is, people are really looking forward to those Second Amendment remedies and saying, my goodness, what can we do to turn this country around? I'll tell you, the first thing we need to do is to take Harry Reid out. And then here's Michelle Bachmann, the congressional darling of the far right, quote, I want people in Minnesota armed and dangerous on this issue of the energy tax, because we need to fight back. Thomas Jefferson told us having a revolution every now and then is a good thing. And the people, we the people, are going to have to fight back hard if we're not going to lose our country. Look, it's one thing to say that the other side is ruining our government or even our way of life. Both sides do that all the time. And Obama did once say at a political rally to not bring a knife to a gunfight. So sure, both sides talk. I often talk about political warfare myself. But it's another thing to say, pick up your guns and do something about it. Liberals almost never say that. Conservatives say it all the time. Then pretend to be surprised when people actually do it. Since 2008, there have also been dozens of examples of right-wingers shooting and killing liberals, Democrats, and government officials. Like domestic terrorist Scott Roeder, who shot and killed Dr. George Tiller. How many times did Bill O'Reilly call Dr. Tiller a baby killer on air? Again, for the sake of conserving time, I'll only give you two other examples. Byron Williams, after hearing Glenn Beck talk about the Tides Foundation and the ACLU, loaded up his car with a handgun and a long gun and set out to kill the people Beck told him were ruining the country. That resulted in 60 rounds being fired. But luckily, thanks to the good work of the police, never made it to the Tides Foundation, where he had planned to commit his massacre. Then there was this Jim Atkinson in Tennessee, who wanted to shoot all the liberals, but decided to shoot just the ones in a local church he considered to be too liberal. His reading list included the books of Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly. You can make a case that any of these guys are just mentally disturbed. Taken together, the pattern is obvious. Look, there will always be psychos among us. But conservative leaders are now ginning up their fear, anger, and paranoia and directing them toward their target, Democrats. These people have become hate-seeking missiles. They're looking for something and somebody to hate, and I think conservative talk show hosts give it to them. Finally, let me leave you with an apt quote from someone in Arizona who noticed the problem before the shootings even happened. She said about Sarah Palin's now infamous crosshairs map, quote, "The way that she has it depicted has the crosshairs of a gun sight over our district. When people do that, they have got to realize there are consequences to that." The person who said that was Gabrielle Giffords.
She likes to talk about reloading. There's something that she is generating in the base of the Republican Party by using this violent imagery that's very disturbing, but that works. And it works for her contributions. It works for her ratings. Matt Bai had a column on this in the New York Times the other day. It was very good. This is a business for Sarah Palin doing this. God. And then the libel you covered in the last section. What's the lie? There is no lie. No. She put that up. She put the crosshairs up, right? Everyone knows she did it. And remember what Gabby Giffords said about it. Can I read it, what she said? We're on Sarah Palin's targeted list. But the thing is, the way that she has it depicted has the crosshairs of a gun sight over our district. When people do that, they got to realize there's consequences.
And not...
A lampshade in some creepy apartment. That's what I'm saying.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
history lesson. The right. Boston Tea Party was a nonviolent economic statement against the Stamp Act, I believe. They threw the tea in the water. No guns. They That's dressed right. up like Indians. It was a demonstration. It was street theater. Right. Okay? No guns.
This is not street theater, as you know. I mean, Glenn Beck himself has been responsible for 3 thwarted assassination attempts this year. And Sarah Palin...
How is he responsible
that.
For them?
Well, you want to know what they are?
You
yeah,
said it.
Sure. So he burned Nancy Pelosi in effigy on his set. He tried to poison her with a chalice, okay? Some weeks later, somebody tried to firebomb Nancy Pelosi's house. That guy's mother went on television and said he gets all his ideas from Fox News. Do you know about Senator Patty Murray and the death threat that she got?
No, go ahead.
Okay, it's recorded. The guy says after the health care vote, he says you have a target on your back and I can accomplish what I want to accomplish with one bullet. His cousin writes in for leniency, and she describes in a very chilling memo, it's on our website, that he was slowly drawn into Glenn Beck's world, and she portrays the guy, the attempted assassin, Charlie Wilson, as a victim of Beck. And number 3, which you probably do know about, this liberal foundation in San Francisco was targeted by a gunman, Byron Williams, in June. The shooter gave jailhouse interviews, and we published them, and he says Glenn Beck is his school teacher on television and points specific episodes of the Glenn Beck show that inspired him to do it.
Who repeatedly and constantly refer to political opponents on the left as traitors, treasonous, Marxists, fascists, Nazis. We've got to do something about it. We may have to take to the street. You know, you can see that as entertainment, but some people like Mr. Loeffner are not going to see it as entertainment. They're going to take it seriously.
Yes.
unsurprising about this whole thing is that it wasn't a surprise. You know, we all expected that something like this, awful like this, was going to happen, and it did. Irresponsible. You know, Sarah Palin, when she was released her little video here, she quoted my father as talking about personal responsibility and don't blame society for individuals' crimes. Well, I think it's time for Sarah Palin and people like her to take a little bit of personal responsibility themselves. It's not that Sarah Palin is responsible for Gabrielle Giffords' shooting or the deaths of the 9-year-old girl or these other innocent people, but there is a context here.
One day, a magic day he passed my way, and while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
It's a context of a violent society with a lot of murders every year, a fetishization of guns and gun use, and a very cavalier attitude towards mental health as well. But that context is what surrounded Mr. Lofter when he committed his crime, or allegedly.
And let's be a little humble here. I don't like being humble all the time, but I think we have to all be. We don't know his full mindset. No. And to her to assert, as she did in that weird video, that had nothing to do with politics, we don't know what he watched, what he listened to, what his influences were, what his confirmations were. He didn't live in a vacuum or an igloo like some people do. Let's listen right now to what she had to say in this video.
We know violence isn't the answer. When we take up our arms, we're talking about our vote.
Let me go back to David, who's an expert in communications. I mean, you know, I think we used to say, maybe back in the Churchillian age, your voice was your power, your ability to speak up.
Sure.
That's certainly Norman Rockwell's notion, the man, you know, standing up at a meeting, at a public meeting, and saying, here's what I believe. But now it's standing up with your arms, standing up with your ammo, your gun sights, your bullseye. Why do you have, and this is a problem I have with the Tea Party, why so many guns at these events? Why constantly referring to guns?
Right.
What is it? Is it a throwback to the revolutionary age? They think they're in a armed revolution?
Mr. Dan, did you see a firefly? Is the ice cream truck here?
No, the Russians are here.
Oh, I know. They've got a great bakery out on Geary.
No, dog boy. Spies, secret agents.
Secret agents?
I told you the socialists were afoot.
Socialists? Really? Did Obama plant them?
No, they're real Russian spies from Russia.
I don't know where else a Russian spy would be from.
Dog boy, this is serious. These are Russian agents trying to infiltrate U.S. policymaking.
Oh, you mean like these guys do?
Yes. Well, no. Huh? This is secret and undercover deep spying cover. And it explains a lot about Comrade Obama.
Like why he pushed a loophole for hedge funds in the financial reform bill?
Well, probably not. That doesn't sound very socialistic.
But it explains why Sarah Palin can see Russia from her window, right?
Sarah Palin is the kindest, bravest, most wonderful Tea Party leader I know. Sarah Palin is the kindest, bravest, most wonderful Tea Party.
You're acting kind of weird, Mr. Dan.
Thank you.
believe. They threw the tea in the water. No guns. They dressed up like Indians. It was a demonstration. It was street theater.
Right.
Okay? But no guns.
This is not street theater, as you know. I mean, Glenn Beck himself has been responsible for 3 thwarted assassination attempts this year.
Shooting. I think there's a fairly large distinction. Some are now wondering whether the shooting was even political. Look, Jared Loughner is a grade-A psycho, but just because he's psychotic doesn't mean it wasn't political. You know what he called it in his notes? An assassination. He shot a politician in the head. It was political. Was Loughner directly driven to this by conservative commentators? Well, look, that's very hard to tell because it's hard to know what goes on inside that crazy mind. And I do know a nut shot Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. But I also know that some conservative leaders have created an atmosphere that festers violence today. Ideologues and politicians. There are dozens of examples, but I'll give you 3 to keep it quick. Here's Rush Limbaugh, quote, "I tell people, don't kill all the liberals, leave enough so we can have 2 on every campus, living fossils so we will never forget what these people stood for." This was what Sharon Angle said while running against the then Senate Majority Leader last fall, quote, "If this Congress keeps going the way it is, people are really looking forward to those Second Amendment remedies and saying, my goodness, what can we do to turn this country around?" I'll tell you the first thing we need
America's to do is
facing
tragedy in Arizona. Why did it happen? Who is to blame? Clearly, this horrific event is the result of
shooting from the lip. Guns don't kill people. Words kill people. It's high time we had effective word control in this country. The assaultive words ban mandates an 8-day waiting period for dangerously confrontational political speech and an outright ban on possessing high-capacity exclamations. Sure, a mentally ill young man easily bought and concealed a high-capacity semi-automatic handgun, all perfectly legal, but what really matters is what Sarah Palin tweeted on March 23rd, 2010. Or what graphic the Palin team posted on the web.
Oh gosh, those aren't gun sights. Those are God's eyes.
Or what Congresswoman Gifford's Tea Party opponent offered his supporters. Or what candidates, cable, and radio blowhards say. Or even what movie the president quoted. America needs to look deep within herself and stop those nasty...
We'll be right back.
kettle's decayed.
Yeah.
Much like a few babies do. So Jim Hyde, came up with the crushed walnuts and other ideas of using nuts to keep the faces looking good. I'm going to apply some nuts to my face this year.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Having fun here tonight. DJ Grizz is here, so sit back, relax. We've got more Micro Power Radio, Radio, Radio. I do this every Thursday as the Furious George Experience. We are also online at WCOMFM.org. And check out Furious George's old school shows at FuriousG.blogspot.com. More importantly, we hope you've enjoyed yourself tonight, where we have spotlighted how crazy the teabag and teabaggers are. We've hopefully teabagged some of them tonight with some of these obviously ridiculous statements that they've made and spun it back on them and showed how irresponsible they are with inciting violence and basically inflaming right-wing nut jobs to do stupid effing things. So if you agree with what you're hearing, just keep listening to WCOM FM radio, and I will be back next Thursday. Stick around. We got some goodness coming on with DJ Grizza in the house. Bodaciousness. I'm Furious. I'll be back. Stick around.
State that there is no underground movement, or these guys are going to take your balls. They're going to send one to the New York Times, one to the LA Times, press release style. Look, the people you are after are the people you depend on. We cook your meals, we haul your trash, we connect your calls, we drive your ambulances, we guard you while you sleep. Do not fuck with us.